There are three resources that I have been managing exceptionally well in my life that has led to my personal success. And these are resources that we all have in common. But the difference between success and mediocrity is how well we manage them. In the last two episodes, I shared with you tips on how to better manage your time and your money. In today's episode, I'm going to cover what I think is the most important resource, and that is your energy levels, because energy is the new currency for the 21st century. I'm Sam McCool, and welcome to A Higher Branch. Hello, and welcome to today's episode of A Higher Branch. If you are new, welcome. We're getting hundreds of new listeners every week, and I'm particularly inspired by the people who write to me and tell me the difference some of these episodes are making in their life. So really humbled, and I appreciate the feedback. You know, I always try and produce content that respects your time, and my content is always practical and prescriptive, and today is no exception. If you do love the podcast, before I go on, I just want to remind you, please help me spread the message. I know your time is precious, but if you do take the time to give me a rating and a written review, I would really, really appreciate it. Okay, let's kick off with what I consider to be the most important resource that you need to stop wasting, and that is your energy levels. Well, why is it the most important resource? It's because with more energy, you can actually create more time and more money. In other words, you get more things done in less time. That's creating time. And consequently, you will make more money, because some of the most successful people on the planet that I've come across and witnessed, even in meetings, are the ones that are the most energetic. I give a keynote, I know this area really well because I give a keynote in the corporate world, and I've given different versions of this keynote. One version is called Energy is the Number One Currency for the 21st Century, and the other I call Energy is More Important Than Intelligence. And it's because in my 28 years experience as a lawyer, I've employed many people and I've collaborated with many colleagues that I highly respect. And I noticed the difference between colleagues who went on to become super successful and the ones that experienced mediocre success was their energy levels, not their intelligence. We all think that the most intelligent doctor or the most intelligent lawyer is the best lawyer or the best doctor. It's not. It's the person that has the most energy, because these days, competence is assumed and it's expected. You know, we have incredible educational establishments. Our standard is so high, our standard of education. We've got information at our disposal at the click of a mouse. So it's not about working smart anymore. Everyone's working smart. And it's not about being the most intelligent person in the room. It's the person that has high energy, because people with high energy are usually more engaging. They're more engaged. They don't make mistakes, because when you have high energy, you've got a sharp mind. Think about this. If you have a surgeon that needs to work on you, would you rather the surgeon that is really tired and low on energy, or the surgeon that has high energy and therefore laser-like focus? Clearly, that's a rhetorical question. Anyway, I've made my point. So I want to now go on to describe where most people waste their energy. You know, high energy is your natural state. You don't have to try too hard to be energetic. When you feel tired and lethargic, it does not mean that you are low on energy or you have no energy reserves. It means that the energy is trapped inside of you and cannot be released. This phenomena is caused by three things. So this episode isn't about teaching you how to eat and exercise and sleep, because as I said, energy, having high energy is an innate state. You don't actually have to try. So when you go through periods of low energy, it usually means that you are doing something wrong that is dampening your energy, that is making that energy stuck inside of you. And let me tell you, it's a phenomenon. And this phenomena is caused by three things. Once I teach you these three things, I promise you, you're going to experience an energy explosion. Because once you eliminate these three things, you're going to experience an energy explosion. And you're going to think to yourself, how and why did I not learn this a lot earlier in my life? Those three things are toxic living, toxic thinking, and toxic people. And I'm going to go through each one of those and teach you how to avoid it. Let's start with toxic living. Toxic living comes down to what you eat, how you sleep, and what exercise you do. As I said, I'm not going to tell you how to do those things, but I'm going to tell you what you need to eliminate. My questions are you eating highly processed foods? Are you drinking too much alcohol or too much coffee late at night? Are you robbing yourself of sleep? Or perhaps you're not getting enough hours of sleep and you're not getting good quality sleep because you're going to sleep too late, or you're eating too much, or you're having artificial light at night, which is preventing you from going to sleep. Now, these are all examples of toxic living, and this stuff is easily reversible. We all know that we should be eating, you know, healthy, unprocessed food, fresh food. We all know that we need to get more good quality sleep, and we all know that movement is medicine. Exercise, you know, the right type of exercise for your body releases a lot of trapped energy levels. And really, that's all I'm going to talk about when it comes to toxic living. You know what toxic living is, and you know what you need to eliminate. Now let's look at the second reason why we waste a lot of energy. This is a difficult one, and it is on toxic people. And it's a controversial topic because it's a topic we can't ignore, because people can rob you of your energy if they are toxic. So it's important for you to be able to identify what is a toxic person. Now, these are people in your life, whether it's family members, friends, work colleagues, and it's people who are, and I'm going to go through some of the qualities of toxic people to help you identify, because once you eliminate your exposure to toxic people, again, it's going to have a huge impact on your energy levels. So I've done a lot of research on this. I'm going to go through as a summary of the telltale signs whether someone is a toxic person. Let's go through them. It's usually people who are jealous of you, people who are competitive with you, people who betray your trust and confidence, people who focus on your faults, people who are always complaining to you, people who repetitively break their promises, people who are self-absorbed or self-entitled, and people who contact you only when they need something. Now, you're probably listening to this thinking of particular people in your life who fall into any one of these categories. And so my advice to you is this: you need to set boundaries with these people. It's easy to do that with most people, but really difficult to do it with the people closest to you, like your family members or your work colleagues that you have to work with. You may feel guilty about distancing yourself or setting boundaries, but you need to give yourself permission and acknowledge that nobody on this earth is worth compromising your energy levels for. Nobody. In the last episode, I covered money as an important resource you need to manage. And based on your feedback, most of you acknowledge that wasting hard-earned money is not negotiable. So you wouldn't flush money down a toilet, right? So why would you do that with your energy levels? And every time you expose yourself to toxic people, you are literally draining your energy. You're siphoning and draining energy right out of you. You will feel it. How do you feel after your interactions with a toxic person? You walk away feeling drained, right? You don't feel uplifted or inspired or challenged. You literally feel like you need to lie down. And let me tell you, when you repetitively expose yourself to toxic people, it's not loving to you. Don't do it. So you need to set boundaries. And how do you set boundaries with toxic people? I'm going to give you a few tips. And I'm not going to kid you, this is tough, but really important. Number one is limit your exposure to them by being respectfully unavailable. Number two, don't share vital information with toxic people. Number three, don't tell them what your goals and dreams are. Number four, avoid one-on-one time with them. If you have to see them in a group, as a setting, like around Christmas, when families get together, you have other family members as a buffer. And lastly, send them links to podcasts and articles that could help them. Without judgment, this is why I always encourage you to share my podcast with anyone you feel would benefit. Because, look, it's not their fault, right? That's what they've learned maybe from growing up. It's a habit that they've grown up. Anyway, look, I think I've made my point. I'm going to dive deeper into this topic in future. Let's move on to toxic thinking. Where toxic living is about the physical, toxic thinking is about thoughts going on in your mind on a daily basis. Are they thoughts that deplete your energy levels or boost your energy levels? Remember, energy has four layers. I said this up front. It's physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Each one of these energies vibrates at a different frequency. Emotional is a very high frequency, meaning that it can affect you in a profound way. You can eat unhealthy for a long time before it impacts your energy levels and impacts your health. You can hang around even with toxic people, you know, for a little while before it starts to really chip away at your energy levels. But when we engage in toxic thinking, the impact is almost immediate because it changes your body chemistry instantly. You can go from a calm state filled with serotonin and dopamine to a stressed state filled with adrenaline and cortisol in an instant with an instant thought. A stressed state leads to fear, worry, anger, aggression. Let me tell you, all these wreck your energy levels. You are no match for this chemical cocktail of stress, and it is all triggered by your thoughts. So my question to you is, do you indulge in toxic thinking? What is toxic thinking? Toxic thinking is the negative stuff you tell yourself immediately after you experience a rejection or a failure or a hurt. Things like, I'm not smart enough, I'm not interesting enough, I'm not pretty enough, I'm not strong enough, I didn't go to the right school, I don't live in the right suburb, I don't have enough money, and my personal favorite, my parents messed me up. This type of toxic thinking gives your subconscious the right to complain and blame, to worry needlessly about the future, to regret and ruminate about the past. Should have said that, I should have done this. So now let's talk about, where do you think you should be spending your energy? So I just went through the areas where you shouldn't be wasting your energy on, like toxic living, toxic people, and toxic thinking. Where do you think energy should be spent? Now, if you've been listening to my podcast for a while, especially the last two episodes on time and money, you would know about the eight areas of life. So firstly, you should be spending your energy on your health. Number two, your love life, your family, your work, your friendships, your continuous learning, your wealth, and lastly, your contribution as your charity to this world. So whenever I'm doing something that is taking energy away from me, because I live by my framework, I always ask myself, is this energy being used to fulfill one of the eight fundamental human needs under my eight areas of life framework? And if the answer is no, I simply don't do it. And a beautiful thing happens when you spend your energy going after your goals in the eight areas of life. Goals when it comes to your health and fitness, goals with your relationship, with your partner, if you have family goals, if you have work goals, if you have friendship goals, if you have learning goals, if you have wealth goals and you have charity goals. When you are spending your energy on pursuing those goals, taking action towards those goals, it actually gives you more energy than what it takes. When you spend your energy in the wrong areas, your soul, your essence will send you the message because your energy will plummet and you'll find yourself yawning, you'll find yourself tired and you end up blaming it on, oh, maybe it's something I ate or maybe I didn't sleep enough or I had a bad night's sleep. Let me tell you, I've experienced the most incredible explosions of energy when I've eaten the wrong things and had bad night's sleep because I was doing something that lit me up. We often forget that energy can plummet that when you're doing the wrong things. And we, as I said, we don't stop to think, hey, I'm actually doing the wrong thing. This is not aligned with my goals. And this is something I've covered in a lot of detail in the first episode that kicked off our new season. The episode was called Four Signs You Need to Do a Life Reset. If you haven't listened to that, I urge you to go back and listen to that first episode. Now, the other point I want to make when you are spending your energy in the eight areas is that energy should be spent on areas that put you in the present moment. So anything that grounds you in the present moment is actually good for your energy levels. It's recharging. What things put you in the present moment? It's things like cleaning, cooking, dancing, exercising, listening to music. Now, for more tips, I want you to listen to my episode called How to Get Out of Your Head. Those things I mentioned earlier that drain your energy, especially under toxic thinking, are usually the things that take you out of the present moment, like complaining, arguing, worrying, ruminating, resisting, feeling envy or jealousy. They are things that take you out of the present moment. So if you do things that ground you in the present moment, it's going to give you more energy. And the last point I want to make when it comes to energy is that, and I said it before, but I want to say it another way just to drive it home. And that is, energy is not something that you run out of. You are innately energetic. Always remind yourself of that. We have energy on tap. Now, I sometimes hear people in my office saying, I'm so tired today. I have no energy. And if I know them well enough, I'll pull them aside and I'll remind them, you are energy. And if you are tired, it means the energy inside of you is trapped, unreleased. So energy is the flow. It happens in a flow. So when we eat, we have the fuel and the potential for energy. When we move, we are expending energy. Then when we sleep and rest, we are recharging our energy. So any energy needs to continue to flow in that circle. Fuel, move, recharge. If you eliminate one of those things, that flow of energy will cease. If you don't have fuel, then movement and recharge is of no use. If you fuel and move but don't recharge, that flow of energy is going to cease flowing. So I hope I have covered this topic in a way that has you thinking about energy differently. And not just energy, but also in the last two episodes about time and money. Because I promise you, when you manage those three resources really well, you will find that you have less obstacles in your way. In other words, the more time you save, the more money you save, and the more energy you save, the more time you spend in the right areas, the more money you spend in the right areas, and the more energy you spend in the right areas, you'll find that your growth will be exponential after that. That's how it works. It's not a plus, plus, plus. It's actually to the power of 10. Anyway, I'll stop right there. I'm getting into maths now. Okay, look, I hope you've enjoyed this episode. And if you did, and you know someone that could benefit from listening to it, please share it with them. Share it with them publicly on social media and tag me in it. Sam McCool, that's M-A-K-H-O-U-L. I love reading your comments and I'm completely inspired by the feedback that I get from you. So please continue that conversation with me. I do have Q&A sessions coming up where I answer your questions. So please don't hesitate to send a question. They're always treated with the utmost of confidence. On that note, I'm going to leave you with the same message I leave you with every single episode. And it is a reminder, a beautiful reminder I give myself every day. And that is, every morning is the dawn of a new day and your opportunity to start a new life. I hope you have a great day. And as always, don't forget to live consciously, my friends.